Well, thank you to Linda. Isn't that spectacular? Thank you for all your service. Got a lot of people. I think the Army wins. And Colonel, where'd the Colonel go? That's tough, standing at attention for the Army that long. But I do it because I salute and execute. So, no, thank you. Wonderful. And we're not going to get through this, I don't think. This is about the finest bunch of leathernecks I've ever seen. Well, the few and the proud. The Marines have always exemplified those cardinal virtues of duty to country, honor, and bravery. Since the beginning of the Corps at Philadelphia's Tun Tavern in 1775, Marines have always been on the front lines of freedom. Often the first into battle, the first to fight for the right and freedom, on land, on the sea, and in the air, in every corner of the world, you've been there when your country needed you. The words of President Ronald Reagan, given at boot camp, graduation at Paris Island in 1986. Today, 244 years ago, in Tun's Tavern in Philadelphia, this is the birthday of the Marine Corps, so appropriate that that's the service we're remembering. And just a little historical, Ronald Reagan, yesterday, 30 years ago yesterday, was the fall of the Berlin Wall. And remember President Reagan's famous Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Well, today we're going to look at the Marine Corps core values, which are, they'll preach. There's three of them, 3 points, a poem, and a prayer. You got a sermon, right? But these are good. These exemplify our veterans, and even more so, they ought to exemplify all of us as Christians. And so the first one, honor. Listen, this comes right out of the recruiting manual, if you will, but listen to some of these words that I emphasize and how it should. It reflects our veterans, but it ought to reflect our lives as Christians. But honor. This is the bedrock of our character. It is the quality that empowers Marines to exemplify the ultimate in ethical and moral behavior, to never lie, cheat, or steal, to abide by an uncompromising code of integrity, to respect human dignity, and to have respect and concern for each other. It represents the maturity, Marines, maturity, dedication, trust, and dependability that commit Marines to act responsibly, be accountable for their actions, fulfill their obligations, and hold others accountable for their actions. Honor, and I like this, the difference between the good guys and the bad guys is whether they use human shields or they make themselves human shields. The Marines represent honor, the bedrock of character. Semper, like you know, semper fi, always faithful. Semper, honor. Marines and veterans. Courage. The heart of our core values. Courage is the mental, moral, and physical strength ingrained in Marines that sees them through the challenges of combat and the mastery of fear, and to do what is right, to adhere to a higher standard of personal conduct, to lead by example, and to make tough decisions under stress and pressure. It is the inner strength that enables a Marine to take that extra step. And courage, just what a picture. Bravery doesn't mean you aren't scared. It means you go anywhere. Of course, pivotal event in World War II, taking that extra step. Courage, the heart, a heart of inner strength. Semper, courage, Marines and veterans. And then finally, commitment. This is the spirit of determination and dedication within members of a force of arms that leads to professionalism and mastery of the art of war. It promotes the highest order of discipline for unit and self, and is the ingredient that instills dedication to Corps and country 24 hours a day, pride, concern for others, and an unrelenting determination to achieve a standard of excellence in every endeavor. Commitment is the value that establishes the Marine as the warrior and citizen others strive to emulate. Commitment, and maybe Marines, sometimes we think, and some of us veterans should be committed. But determination and dedication, familiar once again, Iwo Jima, semper commitment for the Marines and to our veterans. And I like this. The United States Marine Corps, when it absolutely positively has to be destroyed overnight. And here's a quote, a lady named Karen Aguilar, who was in the U.S. Embassy in Mogadishu in Somalia back in 1991. And her words, "They told us to open up the embassy or we'll blow you away." Remember the uprising. And then they looked up and saw the Marines on the roof with those really big guns. And they said in Somali, "Igadali, ahu," which means, "Excuse me, I didn't mean it, my mistake." And just some of it in the military, branches of service separated by a common language sometimes. Most of us probably heard this. But the word "secure" in the different services. Army, secure that building. Well, they will go build barbed wire and bunkers and floodlights facing out, and they'll protect the building. They will secure it. Marines, secure that building. They'll go in and kill everybody in there, blow it up, take it over, and plant the flag on top of it. Navy, secure that building. We used to would turn off the lights, shut off the computer, and lock the doors. Air Force, secure that building. They'll take out a lease with an option to buy it. Honor, courage, commitment. The Marines have it. Veterans have it. Folks, as Christians, we should have. Those will preach, obviously, being who we are. And when it comes to Scripture, the part I read that from John 12, Jesus talking about the Son of Man, that unless a grain dying to bring life, and our veterans, our military, the United States Marine Corps, there has been a lot of bloodshed to give us freedom. How much more Christ, the Savior, the one innocent man, God the Son, who came to die for his people, to give us eternal life, semper life. And so we as Christians should be able to appreciate our nation, our military, even the Marines, and recognize that it points to what a shadow of what Christ has done. Ronald Reagan has said again, "Some people spend their entire lifetime wondering if they made a difference in the world. But the Marines don't have that problem. And neither should we as Christians, living our lives for Christ's glory." And the emblem, you've heard this, the EGA, the Eagle, Globe, and Anchor. The Eagle, they stand on the front lines for the United States of America. The Globe, bringing destruction worldwide, protecting our nation's interest. And the Anchor, because they ultimately are part of which branch of service? The Department of the Navy. There's no Marines, Richards on. No, okay. Semper Fi, Semper Fidelis, always faithful Marines, Semper Honor, Semper Courage, Semper Commitment, veterans, Christians. May God bless our veterans, and may God bless the United States of America. So thank you. If all the veterans, we'd like to honor now our veterans. If all our veterans, please come up. We're going to quickly, and we'll get a picture just to have everyone who has served. And just, if nothing else, appreciate our church family. I know I do. We've got a lot of folks who have served, and I like a patriotic church family. So everybody come on up here. We'll get some pictures, and then Andra and Natalie will be playing our recessional, so we'll stand for that. Going Home, which is another great bagpipe song. So veterans, come on up.